Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter.
Yes.
Let's do it. We don't want to kill any time because we have so much to talk about. Get in sports report.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So when you're watching crazy-ass sports, you got something to drink. So, Hunter, get to it.
This whole entire weekend is full of it, guys. I'm serious. I'm in shambles. I don't even know where to start. That's how I'm starting. I'm in shambles already just because of the intensity over the weekend. First off, shout out to Red. Red just texted me. How about them Cardinals? Cardinals, dude, looking dangerous.
Yeah?
They're looking dangerous, dude. Seriously. Boy. Arizona beating San Francisco 17-10. That's the only outside of a local score I'm going to do this morning because there's just too much to talk about. So there you go, Red. There's your shout out. NFL, yesterday, Vikings beating the Lions 19-17. We're going to start with this one, man, because, dude, this is an absolute effing tearjerker, dude. Greg Joseph made a 54-yard field goal as time expired to give Minnesota Vikings a 19-17 victory over the winless Lions. A tear-jerking post-game interview with Campbell. Dude, it's seriously like... I kind of snicker at stuff like that.
Yeah.
Dude, I almost cried. I almost cried watching this guy yesterday. I felt so bad. Dude, I'm telling you, if this team ever gets good, the whole world should cheer for the Lions. And I think they will. Even the announcers last night were like, they're in shambles too.
Yeah.
Feel bad for this team. Dude, Brock, I know you didn't watch it, but Lions come down, 30 seconds left, score a touchdown. Phenomenal drive, offensive drive.
Yeah.
Nice. Finally got one. Dude, you can even tell the stands, the Lions fans were going nuts. 30 seconds could still happen. And it did, dude. Cousins bombs one. Of course he catches it. Of course they bomb a field goal. Goes through the uprights.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
The coach was just saying, you know, the guys did everything they could. I can't. He's like, hats off to the Vikings.
Yep.
He's like, he can't say anything on their end, but. He's like, I just feel bad for the players. They're out there doing it. They're trying. And you know what, dude? The Lions are playing every game.
Yeah.
It's not like they're getting blown out.
Yeah. They haven't hung up the towel. They haven't hung up the towel yet. They're still out there earning it, trying to get those W's, and it's just at the universe is against them. You said they're cursed.
They got to be. They have to be. You have to be. There's no way that you can win that or lose that way. So many times, period.
I told you, this is all, it's like the curse of the great Bambino, okay? But it's the curse of Barry Sanders. And I'm going to say it's because the Lions wasted Barry Sanders' career. Now the football gods are making them pay with these closed losses.
It's my Michigan team, Detroit. I've always had respect for Detroit because of that. I think I'm becoming more of a fan now, though, just because, dude. If I'm a bandwagon fan and I claim to cheer for underdogs, Lions are definitely an underdog, dude. No.
Maybe not an underdog.
I just feel bad.
Here we go, Lions.
Come on, man. You got one in the bank.
I'll give them one.
Bears beating the Raiders 20-9. Didn't get to watch a game yesterday, but I watched the highlights. Bears looking good yesterday. Moving the ball. That's how you play football, guys. You don't play conservative. You throw it downfield. You play. I loved every bit of what I saw yesterday, the highlights. You Bears fans out there feeling pretty good about yesterday.
Looking good.
Ever since Fields stepped in, and they're like, you know, do your thing. Go in there and do your thing.
Yeah.
And he has.
Nice.
He's been playing.
Nice.
So there we go, Chicago. Moving on. All right, Green Bay. I know you got a clip for this
because it's your team. Do you want me to just play the clip and then we'll talk about it? Good God.
Crosby, 3 for 3 today. And this one is no good for the lead from 57 yards away. McPherson's kick is off the upright. No good. Crosby, 3 for 4 this afternoon. His kick from 51 yards out.
No good.
It's no good.
Unbelievable.
On the first play from scrimmage in overtime. Crosby from 40.
Unbelievable.
His third straight miss. 49-yard attempt for the win. McPherson's kick is off the upright.
Unbelievable.
A 49-yard attempt for the win. Crosby's kick this time is good.
It is good. You walked away from that one.
From coach to hero.
Somebody
missed that game yesterday. That was all. Those are clips from one game. Was all just one game yesterday.
Dude.
Bong, bong, bong. Miss.
So I wasn't able to watch the game because it was on like ESPN FS. So I was listening to it. On a station in Milwaukee, I'm able to pick that up.
You missed one of the most intense.
And so
finales. I was
listening to the game, and I'm so happy I caught it because at one point I just stopped my truck on like a hill so I could listen because I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe what was happening.
Was it McPherson? Is that was?
Something like that for the Bengals.
Dude, that last one he missed. He ran away cheering, and his whole team was cheering. He hit a nice kick, and it was right over the crossbar, and it hit the flag, Brock. So, like, the flag on top of the goalpost kind of wrapped the ball up a little bit.
Yeah.
And it looked like, from his angle, I think it looked like it went in.
Yeah.
And so the whole team was cheered, and they're like, no.
No.
You could see it because, you know, the camera angle's dead right, you know, dead center of the field goal. And I think he was on the right hash, maybe. Anyway, he looked from his angle. It looked like it went in. They were cheering. They were like, no, here we go.
That was the most intense final, like, 5 minutes and overtime I think I've ever heard. Nuts.
There was another kick. Was it Crosby? Yeah, this is Crosby's kick, I believe. The Bengals rushed from the left side because they were trying to block it. And I think Crosby, I don't think he missed that. I think he kind of purposely yanked it to keep it away from the hands of the guy trying to block it.
Yeah, yeah.
So that kick went left a little bit from the start just because of that.
Yeah.
Dude, it was nuts. It was nuts.
I liked Crosby's reaction after he finally made the game-winning kick. He just kind of walked over to the sideline and just arms out like, all right, look, I'm sorry it took so long. Here you go. Of course, the teammates rushed the field, and, you know, they got it. But, man, five consecutive missed game-winning kicks. I think that's what you need to put in there. They weren't just missed field goals. No, game-winning kicks.
Unbelievable.
Crazy.
I couldn't believe it. Yep. I was
nuts.
So there we go. That was another intense game from yesterday. Dude, I got so many other scores that I could go through. How much time? We got 6:30 right now.
Yeah.
Real quick, Indianapolis Colts playing the Ravens tonight, 8:15. If this game is anything like any game over this past weekend, watch it, dude. Trust me.
Yeah.
It was intense. Next hour in sports, we're going to be talking college a little bit. Michigan game, the Michigan State game. Dude, Michigan State had a run into the end zone. The guy was clapping his receiver's hands walking into the end zone, basically. It was an intense, cool run. And we're going to talk about that a little bit next hour.
Nice.
The Tyson Fury fight over the weekend. If you guys watched that, Fury and Wilder, unbelievable fight. Went to the 11th round. And we're going to talk about that a little bit and much more next sports. I just got to step away.
There's so much.
Right now.
There's so much. All right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back. I'm exhausted.
Rock 106. That rocks.
All right. Good morning.
Let's get to it, man, because, dude, I don't even know where to start.
Yeah, we have a ton to cover. So, sports time. Don't blow it, Hunter.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges, your coolers, your man caves, your she sheds, whatever. If you're thirsty, you're not going to be thirsty because Bud Distributing has you covered. All right, get it.
So we covered a lot of NFL last hour. I'm going to cover some more NFL coming up here. First off, though, I want to start it off with the Fury fight over the weekend. I don't know if you watched this. Brock and you and Kiki came over for Fury Wilder number 2. And I had to remind my wife about it because she kind of forgot about it. I'm like, hey, this is the fight. Remember, we had a party. A bunch of people came over. We watched the pay-per-view. Do you remember coming over?
Yeah.
For that Fury fight.
Wait, was it at your folks' place or here?
No, it was at my house.
No, I didn't go to that. No.
No, you were there. So was Kiki. Kiki will remember. She's the only one that's going to remember. Anyway.
The way she drinks? No, she's not going to remember.
We did get pretty hammed up that night. This fight was absolutely phenomenal. It was wild, dude. No pun intended. Wilder just comes out. You remember the fight? He came out number 2. He said he was wearing too heavy an outfit.
Yeah, he had like
he was tired.
It's like a 50-pound like robe he had on, and then he got his ass kicked.
Definitely didn't come out in that uniform this time. He had a little bit less clothing on, but came out, dude. Wilder just looks tired. He just looks tired, man.
Yeah.
But it was weird. It's like he was baiting him almost, a Wilder. Like, he looks tired, but then all of a sudden, wait, he'd come out and, like, throw three punches. You're like, okay, maybe he's not tired.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's, like, conserving energy, and he just uses it all in a couple throws and just hoping to land one, you know? But Fury went 11 rounds, and I'm pretty sure he could have went 11 more. He was gasping a little bit a couple times, but Fury, man, just, he's a big dude, 270. And can kind of bounce around. And those arms are like 10 feet long. And he caught Wilder a few times in the ear. If you remember the last fight, he kept hitting him in the ear. Kind of took Wilder off balance.
Is that allowed? Are ear hits allowed?
You can't hit the back of the head. I think it is allowed. Maybe not. You're probably not supposed to hit the ear, but it probably happens with you know, hooks. And
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
I don't know. I'd always go for the ear. That's what I would do.
But 11th round, wham. Wilder caught one in the chin. I mean, flapped into the ground. You could
11
tell
rounds they went?
11 rounds.
Ooh.
No, it's a 12-round bout. Dude, it almost went the full fight. And, dude, I'm telling you, every round was intense.
God.
I was at the edge of my seat. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm the biggest boxing fan. But that fight over the weekend, dude, I don't care if you weren't a boxing fan. You were at the edge of your seat. You're like, dude, this is crazy.
Dude, that is a lot of punches to the face and body. Oh,
it really is. It's brutal. Yeah, UFC, you can take it to the ground. You can rest a little bit. And the other thing is, like, UFC, if you get hit one time, you're probably going to get knocked out if you get hit right.
Yeah.
Boxing, those gloves soften that blow a little bit to where it keeps you alive.
Oof.
You know, it keeps you up.
Wham, wham. That's what that wham. Yeah.
Yeah, brain damage, man. Anyway, crazy fight over the weekend. Moving on. Let's talk about Lions and Packers, man. Minnesota Vikings beating the Lions 19-17 over the weekend. And, dude, a post-game interview with Campbell that I nearly cried watching. He was crying for good reasons, dude. Lions are playing football. You Detroit fans out there, I'm telling you.
It was a
dagger to the heart this weekend.
Hold on. Chris Harry, I love you, but he just messaged me. Way to go, Crosby, LOL. We still won, bitch. All right? How about that?
Well, we'll get to that. Hang on. We're talking about the Lions right now, right? So, Lions come down, score 30 seconds left. Dude, it's in the bag.
Yeah.
Everybody looking around. I was watching it, looking around like, dude, nice. They got one. Here we go.
Let's do it. We got it.
Of course, Cousins comes, bombs one, catches it. Of course, the kicker comes up, bombs one. Dude, 30 seconds, they kick a field goal and go up by one, win the game. Or two, I should say. I'm sorry. So, Vikings fans, man, I'm sure you guys went nuts. But, dude, you got a feel for the Lions. Everybody out there should be a fan of the Lions. And if you hate the Lions, why?
Yeah.
You're a piece of trash if you don't like the Lions. It's one of those teams you should feel bad for, dude. Because
I do.
They're playing good football, and, dude, it just doesn't work out for them. They got a curse. I know you're laughing and snickering.
I'm not laughing and snickering.
It's a Michigan team. Do we need?
Wouldn't
we
do
need,
it. I would never laugh and snicker at the misfortune.
I can hear you. Your
other teams.
Hey, you know what? Just saying, your Packers look good, dude. They look good, but they almost lost to the Bengals. So don't be snickering too much.
See, and I was worried about that. But when did the Bengals get good?
Well, maybe the Bengals aren't good. Maybe the Packers aren't good.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah, is that what it is? Is that what you're saying?
I'm sorry. You snickering at the Lions. I got to give a little bit back to you. But Packers, dude, you look good. Rodgers back to where he used to be.
Yeah.
He's looking good for sure. But damn, they ended that game, dude, back and forth and back and forth.
Dude, five
missed field goals. What?
And game-winning field goals, mind you. They weren't just like missed field goals that, oh, that sucks. No, they were five. Any one of those five field goals that was missed.
What was Crosby's last kick of, like, a 49?
49, dude. It was not a short 49. Kick.
When he stepped up to that, though, after missing, what, three kicks? Two, three?
Three, yeah.
Three kicks?
Yeah.
After missing three kicks, you're an NFL kick. Dude, he's not going to miss that kick.
No.
I knew it right away. I'm like, dude, if they even get close.
Yeah.
If he gets within 55 yards, he's going to hit that.
Yeah.
So, boom, dude, hit it at the end. It was a wild game.
Dude, it was a wild weekend for football, man.
Yeah. Chicago Bears beating the Raiders 20-9. Look good. I saw the highlights. I didn't get to watch that one, unfortunately. But, dude, ever since Justin Fields stepped in and they're kind of letting him do his thing. Let him do his thing.
Yeah.
The boy can play. You're moving the ball. I've never seen Chicago move the ball ever. Like they're starting to do.
Yeah.
Getting a rhythm. Hope over there in Chicago, man.
Getting a rhythm. I like it. I like it.
More scores over the weekend. Rams beating Seattle 26-17. Atlanta beating the Jets 27-20. New England beating Houston 25-22. I'm just trying to hit the main ones. Tampa Bay beating Miami 45-17. Don't even have to talk about that. Tom threw for 5 touchdowns. Breaking records, dude. Breaking records.
Poor Miami. You know, yeah, when you're playing teams like Miami, it's easy to do for God's sake.
Shut up. Just because you played the Bengals and barely won. Dude, Tampa Bay.
They have made it so easy on Tom Brady. Like, hey, Tom, we'll let you go play the school of the blind.
They got Sherman now. They're just stacked. They're stacked.
Unbelievable.
They're beatable, though, dude. I'm telling you, they're beatable. I mean, they did get beat.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. People in the beginning of the season saying, dude, Tampa looking good. They're probably going to take it again. But there's a lot of other good teams. Cardinals, dude. The Cardinals look phenomenal. Kyler. Yeah, Kyler Murray, dude. Looks absolutely insane. Looking like Mahomes kind of when he was in his prime.
Yeah, too bad Mahomes is out of his prime now, I guess.
Dude, Mahomes. First time last night, like you could see legit frustration.
Yeah, they lost to the Bills, man. I mean, the Bills are good. Don't get me wrong, but.
The Bills beating Kansas City 38-20 last night. I fell asleep at the end of the third quarter, but, dude, you could see it in Mahomes' face last night. You're like, what? There was an hour and 10-minute delay from lightning and rain last night.
We were talking about this off air, and this is how I'm chalking it up to, is that the Bucs Dragoed the Kansas City Chiefs. And what I mean by that, if you know Rocky IV, okay, great Rocky movie, is he's fighting the Russian. Yeah, that's right. When Rocky cuts him, you cut him, Rock! You cut him! You see, he's not a machine! He's a man! And then he goes in and... Well, so that's what the Bucks did to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
They let the rest of the NFL know, hey, these guys, people aren't scared of the Chiefs anymore.
No.
You could see it.
I mean, they're still a great team. I mean, we're not going to sit here and say that, oh, they've lost it. But now I think teams aren't going into it like, I don't know what we're going to do. We can't stop them. They can't be stopped. Yes, they can.
So they're dropping 2 safeties. They're chesting up Tyreek Hill and Kelsey. They're really pushing him at the line. I guess that's the formula to beat the Chiefs. Yep. And everybody, every week, they're doing that. Like, teams are watching film. They're like, okay, yeah, this is how you do it. And it started from the Super Bowl. Yep. People understand how to beat the Chiefs now.
Yep.
But, dude, it's still the Chiefs, guys. Don't piss them off. Don't piss Mahomes off because you see what the guy can do.
Oh, yeah.
So, there you go, dude. I can keep going, but we're on limited time here, so I got to wrap it up there. Unbelievable sports over the weekend. I'm sorry I didn't get to college. I know State fans going nuts with that play where the running back clapped hands with the receiver basically walking into the end zone. Absolutely awesome.
Slap hands.
Michigan game was absolutely intense over the weekend. Came down. Michigan pulling that one off. High school football games over the weekend. Unbelievable, dude. Everything about this weekend in sports was just is jaw dropping, man.
So everyone ate their Wheaties apparently. So it was
something.
Stuff.
Yeah. Something.
Yeah. All right. Well, that'll do it for now. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, bud.
We'll be back.